Holiday home decorations can be store-bought or homemade, handed down in a family from generation to generation. But what about from one homeowner to another?
When we were walking through the house for the inspection,
Allison LaPointe and her husband moved to their new house in Washington, D.C. 2 years ago.
My husband found this wooden structure under the stairs, and he asked the prior owner what it was, and he said, well, that's the Star of Worthington.
The Star of Worthington, named after the street the house is on. It's made out of wood, and it's big.
It's a little bit taller than me, so it's probably about 6 feet tall. It's wide, probably about 5 feet wide, and it's built to look like a shooting star, and you wrap white holiday lights around it, and at nighttime you plug it in, and it looks really cool from the street.
Sure sounds like it. It's been displayed on Worthington Street for about 18 years. The previous owner thought about taking it with them,
but he said, if you promise to put it up, we'll leave it with you.
The LaPointes kept their promise.
And immediately people started stopping to talk to us. They take pictures of themselves in front of it. But really the main thing that they say is that it has marked the beginning of the holiday season for a lot of people in our neighborhood when that star goes up.
For another homeowner like Nancy Winchester of Virginia, the holiday decoration that came with her new house was, let's just say, less magical.
When I was doing the walkthrough on the house, I noticed an 8-foot-long PVC candy cane hanging in the garage. I mentioned to the former owners that they had left something behind, and they, with a little glint in their eye, said, no, that belongs to the house.
That's when Winchester learned that every Christmas holiday, her entire neighborhood puts up the same decoration. Winchester reluctantly put hers up, too.
I did it just to fit in. It was a little garish. It was really just to be a good member of the community. But I happily passed that candy cane on to the next owners when I moved away 5 years later.
So the next time you pass a house decked in holiday cheer, you might be seeing a neighborhood tradition on full display, neighbor willing or not.